And Dawilawan, I'm Sabrina Spencer with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Members of the village of Lachwalams traveled to Prince Rupert to help celebrate the 70-unit housing project that gets underway in Prince Rupert. CFNR was on location to witness the celebration and later spoke with Mayor Gary Reese about the project.
Quiet! Simgiget! Simgiget! Sigmanana! Lakagiget! Kabawalsik! Amagot! Diway! Laskik! Deep Diego! What a great day for Prince Rupert! And what a wonderful day for Lachwalams! Right? Now I want to acknowledge the people that actually did the heavy lifting to get us here. I'm accompanied today by Councillor Nick Ady. He was part of that council, but also Councillor Barry Cunningham. It's incredibly important that we acknowledge Mayor Lee Brain for his leadership. Also, there's an incredible amount of staff time that goes into this. Politicians, we stand up and, well, you know all about us. We stand up and take credit for all kinds of things. But there's a group of people in the background that do all the real work, right? And there's a bunch of them sitting at this table. I'm not going to introduce them. And there's a bunch more at City Hall. And I'm just so thankful to be working with the team I work with every single day. They make what happens happen in this community, and I'm grateful for them. Now, I can't stand in front of you in a crowd like this without at least once saying water pipes.
Right?
Absolutely, right? And we have been, listen, we're going to be in a state of renovation in this community for 3 or 4 years, particularly if we're successful getting all the money that we're trying to get. But where we'll end up is with a whole bunch of brand new pipes delivering cleaner water to every single home in town. So when you're stuck in traffic and when you have to reroute yourself around different places, just keep that in mind. We're building something here for the future generations, just like previous generations did for us. So I want to acknowledge some really significant partners in that work. And one is Jennifer Rice. And one is Taylor Backrack. They have been day and night in their different arenas making our case for us when we can't be there. And when we get a chance to be there, they set up the meetings so that we can be successful. And I think it's going to come to a phenomenal amount of money, a record-breaking amount of money, like this community's never seen or any community our size has ever seen. And it's there'll be a lot of credit to be shared, but I want to acknowledge them. You don't get to see what they do. I get little tastes of it. It's amazing work. And then finally, I want to go to Mayor Reese, your council, and acknowledge you. Because in the simple thing like the struggle to get money for water pipes, I reached out very ordinarily to Mayor Reese, and I said, listen, a letter of support in Ottawa would make a huge difference. It was on my desk the next day. There was no question about the support that was going to come. Because we get it. We're all in this together. This is Lachwalam's home. We're all in this together.
My name's Gary Reese, and I'm the mayor of Lachwalams.
Okay, and can you tell me what we're celebrating here today?
We're celebrating a ribbon-cutting and groundbreaking ceremony for our 70-unit apartments that we're building for our people. It's a lot of excitement today. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
And, you know, it makes us really happy to finally get and have this groundbreaking. And we've been waiting for a long time and a number of years. And when we started this project there, the budget was $33 million, and it was supposed to be 50 units. And so our people worked very hard getting that to keep it at over, well, 50, but we managed to get now 70 units out of it. And so I have to thank the province and BC Housing a lot for that also. And, as you know, and the city of Prince Rupert for the, providing the lot there for our people to build there.
And so funding came from the province?
Yes, BC Housing.
Okay. And how long has this been planning stages for this?
Well, it started in 2018 when a couple of our councillors that were in council, previous council, met with BC Housing. So and that's when that first started. So since 2018 and up to today. And, you know, it was quite hard. It wasn't a very easy four-year term for us on this term here. We had to deal with COVID for 2 years, and that really slowed things down. So, but we're getting there.
What's the importance of doing this, and why here in Prince Rupert?
Well, probably one-third of our members live right in Prince Rupert here, and there's over 4,000 band members that we have, and a lot of them live in Rupert here. They work in Rupert here, and the cost of living has gone up, skyrocket, I'd say, and rentals, and so it's really hard for our people, and so this is going to really help out our people.
And then when are you hoping to have your grand opening?
Well, we had the ribbon cut today at 11 o'clock up at the site, and so that was done at 11 this morning. And so it'll be a while before it's complete, but we're going to get there.
All right, is there anything else you'd like to add for us at all?
Well, I'm glad of the turnout we had here with our people today and the guests we had, and you know, it was quite exciting to, and a big day for our people, so quite happy.
This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.